Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message that I've been sharing and entitled Wanderings in the Wilderness. But before I do that, I'd like to just take a moment to pray for those who have had a difficult day, those who are going through some real trials and testings. Father, Lord, I thank you for the privilege that we have to come as your children, to come boldly before the throne of grace, to find grace to help in the time of need. And Lord, I lift everyone who's been going through a real trial and test of their faith today. I ask, Lord, in accordance with your word, for you said in your word, it is your will to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you that every physical need is met. I take authority, Lord, over sickness and disease. I release the healing virtue of Jesus Christ to them. I thank you, Father, that every bit of oppression or depression or discouragement of the enemy is broken, and Lord, that faith and hope shall arise in their hearts, that you will move in circumstantial ways, in financial ways, that you will give direction, guidance, open new residence you have for them, give directions regarding their job pursuits. And Lord, just make yourself real to them, just as you did to the children of Israel, where you were demonstrating over and over again how much you loved them, how much you desired your best for them. So, Lord, for your people today, your character, your heart has not changed. You have a heart of love. And so, Father, thank you for your goodness and the great and exceeding precious promises you have given to us through Christ Jesus. By faith, we stand on your word, and we declare, Lord, the realization and fulfillment, Lord, that as we are able to release ourselves from that slave mentality, as our minds are transformed by the renewing of our mind, Lord, we thank you that we shall see that you have a Canaan land for your people, a land spiritually and in the natural that's flowing with milk and honey. I thank you for it, Lord. Praise God. Well, one of my purposes in sharing this message is to demonstrate that through the force of circumstances, through just the plan of the enemy, we have been born into a slave mentality. We're all slaves to sin, servants to sin, and only if we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior can we be translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. One of the definitions of slave is a person who has lost control of himself and is dominated by someone or something. And that's just not physical addictions, but we were servants of the devil, and all the time thinking that we were free, independent agents. But according to God's word, because we were deceived, because we didn't know any better, we did not have free will. We were under the influence of Satan and followed his desires and his plans for us until Jesus rescued us. And aren't you glad he did that for you? Praise God. Now, going back to again, looking at the Old Covenant, God never had a word of criticism or rebuke for his people who had known nothing but slavery for 400 years. He understood their mental and emotional state. And thankfully, because he understood them, he really didn't give them a choice in the matter. He was determined to set them free, to release them from their hard bondage. He hardened Pharaoh's heart, and it took 10 terrible plagues for the Egyptians to recognize that God is indeed God, a greater God than all the false gods that they served. But consider God's love and patience. For example, as the plagues were in process, and there was the plague of hail that smote everything in the field and that killed man and beast, it says in Exodus the 9th chapter, verse 26, only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. So God made a distinction to demonstrate to his people how much his hand of protection was upon them. He demonstrated his power. He showed his ability to provide for them. And of course, the last most dramatic plague was the death of the firstborn of the Egyptians and even the first of beasts. And if they would apply the blood over their household on the lintels of the door, they would be spared as they ate that Passover meal. But their enemies God dealt with because they refused to hear the word of the Lord through Moses, the deliverer of God's people. They were finally destroyed in the flood of the Red Sea. Remember, God parted the waters and they were overwhelmed. They continued to pursue. They were not willing to let the Israelites go. And so in Exodus the 14th chapter, verse 13, Moses declares, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." And he's the same God that we serve today. He's not lost his power. He's not lost his love or compassion. And again, I want us to see how God dealt with his people, because now this began a new season for the Israelites. They had been slaves. They had no choice in their life. They were subject to hard bondage. They did whatever their Egyptian taskmasters wanted them to do. But now they were free. And beloved, if you had been under that kind of bondage for so long, it would take a time of adjustment to understand that what you've known in the past is no longer operative. And that's true for us. If we've been under the dominion of Satan, our spirit, when we're saved, we're born again. But our minds, our souls, the carnal nature can still be under the dominion of Satan if we do not understand that there's a spiritual warfare. And the devil doesn't want to lose his holds. But if we realize that we have been delivered, that we are no longer slaves, that we can begin to walk and make progress and enter into the fullness of God's promises for us, which for us is our spiritual Canaan. But they had a choice. The people of Israel, and it's very critical for us to understand that, they either had to believe God and what he was promising them, or they had to believe their own beliefs. In other words, the experiences of their past. And they were basically not believing. They had unbelief in what God was saying. Their own viewpoint, their own opinion was greater. And when you read the Word of God, it does the devil come along and say, "Well, that doesn't work. That doesn't work for you. That doesn't apply to you." He's a liar and the father of lies. Remember that for 400 years, they had not known God's love. They hadn't experienced his provision, but God was in the process of demonstrating it. All they had ever known was pain and suffering and heartache and abuse and travail and trial. But when they had a choice, when they saw God's miraculous power, come on now, who has ever seen the waters stand up on a heap, a sea parted, and they could walk over on dry land? They chose not to believe God. They saw the negativities that were present in the promised land. They heeded the report of the 10 spies. There were giants and great walled cities. They refused to accept the word of Joshua and Caleb and said, "It's a good land, that their defense is gone from them. Let us go up at once and possess it." And let me share with you just for a moment what the word of the Lord says in Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, verse 5. "And say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, In the day when I chose Egypt, and lifted up mine hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob, and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt." See, that's what he was doing, revealing himself to his people. He lifted up, I lifted up mine hand unto them, saying, I am the Lord your God. In the day that I lifted up mine hand unto them to bring them forth of the land of Egypt into a land that I espied for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. Then said I unto them, Cast ye away every man the abominations of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. But they rebelled against me, and would not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abomination of their eyes, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them, to accomplish mine anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt, for I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known unto them, in bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. Wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness, and gave them my statutes, and showed them my judgments, which, if a man do, he shall even live in them. That was God's purpose, to reveal himself to the people of Israel. But they had made a choice. And as they rebelled against God, it began 40 years of wandering. Well, on tomorrow's broadcast, I'll share a few passages out of Numbers, the 14th chapter, and we're going to continue on. But it's important for us to realize that it wasn't just a matter of Israel being hard-hearted and stiff-necked. I want you to look at it from God's point of view. He wanted to give them blessing. And beloved, it's the same for us today. God has that same desire for us. Will we choose to hear the word of the Lord? That whom the Son sets free is really free indeed. We don't have to be in bondage to sin. We don't have to be in bondage to the evil one. We don't have to be in bondage to our carnal desires. But God wants us to walk upon our high places. He wants us to enter into the fullness of that abundant life. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. The time is just flying by, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give you our contact information. If you have prayer needs, please feel free to share them. I will personally pray and lift you to the Lord and send back what God gives to be a blessing and encouragement to your heart. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,